Welcome to episode 42 of the Mayberry Devotional, entitled Truth. Today I'm going to be looking at season 2, episode 7 of the Andy Griffith Show, entitled Crime-Free Mayberry. I'm also be looking at scripture from John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Today's episode starts off in the courthouse with Andy singing a song to Otis, who's locked up. When Barney enters, he comes in and seems to be in one of his moods. After letting Otis go, Andy finds out that Barney's been to Mount Pilot and he's looked at the new state police building there. He starts going on about how far behind the times they are in Mayberry. While Andy is trying to calm Barney down, the mayor comes in with Fred Jenkins, an agent from the FBI, to discuss the crime rate in Mayberry. While Barney is scared it's really high, we come to find out that it's the lowest in the country. As they start discussing it, Barney gets Andy out of the office to get his hair cut because of the coming publicity. This gives Barney a chance to talk to the FBI agent himself and build himself up. Meanwhile, over at the barbershop, Andy starts talking to Floyd about a fishing trip that he and Barney went on, and he starts telling about a large carp that he managed to catch. In the middle of his story, the mayor brings in a reporter from the state capitol, a Miss Margaret Williamson. Andy goes on to tell how he brings in Mr. Carp, kills him, and then strings him up and has his picture made with him. Miss Williamson is appalled by the whole story, and when Mayor Pike comes back in, she expresses her horror and comments that this kind of thing wouldn't happen where she comes from, and they wouldn't kill a carp or a pike. Of course, we all know that she thinks they're talking about people when, in reality, they're talking about fish. The mayor then informs Andy that there's going to be a medal presentation for Andy and Barney for their accomplishment. While Andy doesn't want a medal, back at the courthouse, we see Barney looking through some sample medals, and Barney managed to find something that he would like. Barney then continues to tell stories to Agent Jenkins when a reporter from another newspaper comes in to talk to Andy. When Barney goes out to find Andy, we find out that FBI agent Fred Jenkins and newspaper reporter Joe Layton are just a couple scam artists who plan on robbing Mayberry. Later in the courthouse, a classic scene of comedy comes out when Barney's showing Andy a folk song that supposedly someone had wrote about the two of them, and of course we find out it was Barney who wrote it. While cleaning the courthouse, Floyd brings in some tourists to show them Mayberry's famous jail and lawman. When Andy takes Floyd outside to scold him, Barney is left to entertain the crowd. Meanwhile, a meeting is being held in the mayor's office to make souvenir booklets for the life story of Andy and Barney. When Andy is trying to break up the meeting and bring everybody to their senses, we see Barney continuing his story to the tourist in the courthouse, when Otis proceeds to come in and lock himself up. Out on the street, we see Fred Jenkins and Joe Layton, and we learn of their plan to rob the bank while everyone is at the medal ceremony later that night. While at the ceremony, we see Fred Jenkins making his speech while Joe Layton sneaks off to the bank. As both continue with their work, the focus turns to Joe as he is able to break into the bank vault and surprisingly finds Andy sitting there waiting for him. Turns out the bank had to put a back door in years ago when they lost the combination to the vault. Back at the courthouse, Andy explains how he figured out the two crooks, and we see Barney cheer up when another round of tourists stop by the jail for Barney to tell his story to. The epilogue of this episode, in my opinion, is one of the most famous from the series and one of the funniest. Barney is writing another folk song when near the end, we see Andy join in and finishes up the tune by making fun of Barney and mocking him over his one bullet. The scripture I want to look at today is from John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. So Jesus said to the Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." In this chapter, Jesus has been teaching his followers about who he was and what his purpose on earth was. He said he was to be the light of the world, and he tells them that if they will follow him and listen to his teachings, they will know the truth and it will free them from sin. At the time, these words do not make full sense to them, as the verses afterwards show that some question him and proclaim that their descendants of Abraham had never been slaves. But Jesus goes on to explain that he's talking about sin. When they sin, their bodies become slaves to sin. It is only through knowing the truth that they can be free from the hold that sin has on them. How I relate this to our TV episode is a similar way that Mrs. Williamson was not able to write her paper about Andy because she had a grudge because she didn't know the truth. She came into the barbershop partway through Andy's fishing story and thought that Andy was telling the story about how he killed a resident of Mayberry, possibly, a Mr. Carp. When she questioned him about it, he goes on to say that people around here don't like Carp, and more or less, he was doing them a favor. Again, Miss Williamson doesn't know the whole truth. Had she looked at the picture that Andy was about to show her, things would have made much more sense. And of course, things don't get much better when Floyd and Lair Mayor Pike comes in, and they agree that it was a good thing that Andy did by getting rid of Carp. Miss Williamson was assuming she knew the full story, that she knew the truth, and unfortunately, she was living in the story that Andy killed this undesirable person of the Carp family who lived in Mayberry. Because she didn't know the full truth, she was not able to write a story on Andy and Barney and quite possibly went back to the state capitol where she might have even wrote a story about a sheriff who needed to be removed from office. It was because she didn't know the truth that she didn't get to know Andy better. It's because she didn't know the truth that she didn't write the correct article about Andy and Barney. It's because she didn't know the truth that when she left Mayberry, she left with probably a skewed view of Andy, Mayor Pike, Floyd, and probably the entire town. Have you ever formed an opinion about someone without knowing the full truth, only to learn later that what you thought of them that was true, turns out it wasn't? Sometimes we'll even form a false opinion about someone else, and maybe later on when we start talking to that person, we found out that they formed a false opinion about us also. All because of something that they thought was true and that we thought was true that really wasn't. You see, we can miss out on many friendships because of things that we believe as truths that aren't. Jesus taught his disciples that they were slaves to sin, and when they listened to him and to the truth, they would realize it and they could be free. Jesus was trying to teach them the truth first. He didn't try to change their mind first. He wanted them to know the truth. I read a quote that's attributed to Plato that says, "No one is more hated than he who speaks the truth." In Jesus' time, this was true. Jesus was hated because he spoke the truth and it went against what the church said. Andy spoke the truth, and while he might not have been hated, it caused an uproar with Mrs. Williamson. How often do we speak the truth about Jesus? I think many years ago it was common to speak the truth about Jesus and tell people about it and not be hated. But nowadays, it's getting harder to do. But I want to put out a challenge for you to speak the truth about Jesus. Take a stand for the one that died for you. If someone wants to know about Christ, tell them the truth, and don't worry about being ridiculed. I'll close with this quote. I couldn't find an author to it, but it says, "Truth is like surgery. It hurts but cures. Lies like a painkiller. It gives instant relief, but has side effects forever." I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Mayberry Devotional. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast, leave me a rating or a comment. I'd appreciate it. I hope you'll join me next week as we'll look at episode 8 of season 2, The Perfect Female. And until then, thanks for listening.